Psukim, first three psukim, is the girl, the woman, Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, talking to God, Yishakeni Minishikot Piu, if only he would renew our relationship and kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, Kitovim, Dodecho Miyoyim, because your love is greater to me than any kind of joy. L'reach Shmonecho Tovim Shem and Turak Shemecho, Alkein Alamot Ahibucha. The scent that goes out from you is so good, and therefore the girls, representing the rest of the world, they heard what God did in Egypt, they heard what God did at the Yam Suf. And therefore we call unto God, Moshcheini Acharecho, draw me to come after you. Acharecho Narutzo, we will follow you, we will run after you. And what happened was, and indeed, Heviani Amelech Hadorov, the king, brought me into his inner chambers. And as Rashi explains, he brought us under the cover of the Anan HaKavod, the Ananei HaEish. Nagilo v'nismachavav, we will be happy with you. Nazkiro deudecho miyoyen, and now, so distant in time, and so distant from God, we remember your love more than any other joy. May Shorim Ahivucha, loving you is the right and correct thing to do. We had started Psukim Hey and Vav. Hey and Vav, Psukim 5 and 6, she is addressing the nations of the world. Shchora Nivinova, I am black and beautiful. Benot Yerushalayim, you daughters of Yerushalayim. And Benot Yerushalayim means the nations of the world, Rashi had explained. Because in time to come, Yerushalayim is going to be a metropolis for the whole world. But they will all be coming to a Yerushalayim under Jewish sovereignty. And there, Yeshayahu is the one who describes how the Noharu Elov Kol HaGoyim, all of the nations of the world are going to flow toward God, and they're going to say, Lechu V'nala, let us go to the mountain of God. So she says, listen, I'm black and I'm beautiful. Ka'alei Kedor, like the tents of the nomads that are black. But as Rashi explains, I can easily be cleansed like the curtains, the sheer curtains of Shlomo. And we're going to see more elaboration on this. Al tiduni shani shechachoret. Don't look at me with a sense of denigration. Don't look at me as though I am shameful because I'm black. No, no. Sheshizofatni Hashemesh, you should know whatever is black about me is the result of the fact that the sun has burned down on me. All that I need, there are so many ways in which I can return to my original color. And as Rashi explains, the darkness or the blackness represents sin. But we can cleanse ourselves of sin. Bnei imi nicharubi. This is where we were up to. Bnei imi, the sons of my mother, and Rashi will explain. Nicharubi, were angry at me, or they incited me against you. Somuni notero et hakromim. They made me the guardian of the vineyards. And you know what happened? Because I became the guardian of the vineyards of others. Karmi sheli lo notorti. My own vineyard I did not guard. This is going to be an extremely important phrase. On its simplest yet profoundest level, Jews have contributed to every culture, to every civilization. They've given of their wealth, their talent, their brilliance, and they built up so many major societies, and very often it was at a price. The price was Karmi Sheli Lo Natarti. I didn't look after my own vineyard. I didn't look after my own interests. Just this morning I was reading over again a tragic, tragic book and a tragic last chapter in the book. Amos alone, the pity of it all. He describes 200 years of awesome creativity of German Jewry. Whatever field you wanted to, the shining stars of German culture and science and math, you name it, from Mendelssohn to Einstein. I mean, the names. For that matter, he says that after the First World War, in that brief period of time between the First World War, about 10 years, till the rise of Hitler, the explosion of Jewish creativity was enormous. Plays, novels, poetry, science, math, psychology, Freud, faces. And of all the strange things, the intermarriage rose to 44%. 44%. And it all came crumbling down within a few months in 32 and 33. 200 years! Jews had turned Germany into the most cultured country in Europe. Was there appreciation? No. But the last page of the book is a list of all the great people who committed suicide in those early months of 1933. Their whole world had exploded before their very eyes.
What was the name of the book?
The Pity of It All by Amos Elone. It's a tremendous, tremendous book. It's painful. And some of them saw it. They started getting it, but it was too late. It was just plain too late. The story of 200 years of German Jewry, as the story of Jewry in other countries in the world, is the story of Samuni Notato et Akramim. They made me the guardian of the vineyards, and Karmi Shali Lo Notarti, I did not guard my own. After the share, please. We'll let anybody who wants to can ask after the share. Karmi Shalila Natarati, my guarding my own vineyard, not guarding my own vineyard, has been the great tragedy of the Jewish people in most probably just about all of the lands of their exile. And I don't know, what are we doing today? All right, there are enough communities in the world where we are doing the same thing. And not only that, there are enough, well, if I'll stop talking about Avram Burg, we're not going to get out of here today. Not even worth it. He has become the Notato et Hakramim, and if you don't have a foreign passport, please make sure to get one, he tells us. Rashi. Al tir'uni shani shechachodet. We started this, Rashi. Al tistaklu bila bizoyan. That's on the second side of the first page, down at the bottom. Al tistaklu bila bizoyan. Don't look at me shamefully. Kemo. And Rashi brings second page, second side. The page that says Shir Hashirim on the second side, down at the bottom. Altistaklubi, the very bottom. Altistaklubi libizoyon. Don't look at me with shame. Kemo. And Rashi brings, where do we have the word looking, meaning something that's shameful? And he brings a pasuk where it says, when the Oron, the Ark of God, came back from the land of Plishtim after having been in captivity for 7 months, there were those who opened the Ark and looked in, and looking in already is an act of bizoyun, of embarrassing and shaming the Ark of God. Shani shechachoret, Rashi says, because I am black. And Rashi, Lefi she'en shacharuti v'chiyudi mimei imi, my darkness and my ugliness is not from my mother's womb. El al yedei shezifat hashemesh, I am dark because the sun has tanned me. Shoto shacharut, that darkness, noach mitlaben, can easily become white. Kishiyamod batzel, when one is going to stand in the shade. Get out of the sun. Get out of the sun. We pointed out, and this will have to be pointed out in a number of other ways, that what Shlomo HaMelech is saying over here is at the very heart, at the very core of the Jew, there remains one part of him, untainted, unsoiled. That's what in Yiddish they call das Pinta Leid. There's something there in the Jew that remains impervious to any kind of assault by the outside world. And therefore she says, don't look at me that I'm black. That blackness is not my natural condition. That's unnatural. My natural condition is holiness. B'nei imi nichadu bi, the sons of my mother either angered me or they incited me. Who are b'nei imi? Rashi says, heim b'nei mitzchayim, shagadalti behem, the sons of Egypt amongst whom I grew up. V'olu imi be'ed of rav, and they came up with me out of Egypt as that multitude of peoples. Heim chircharuni, they incited me. Bahasatatam upituyam, and they seduced me. Archa samuni notero takromim, you know what they made of me? They made me the guardian of the vineyards. And out in the vineyards, shong shuzofat ni'ashemesh, I got dark. I became black. I became ugly. Out in the vineyards, shong shuzofat ni'ashemesh, that's where the sun burned down in me, v'hushcharti, and I became black. Kloma, Rashi explains, what does it mean? Netonuni ovedet alehim achedim. They brought me to the point where I worshipped idols. The karmi, and my vineyard, that which was mine from my fathers, this is my God and I will exalt him, the God of my father. I forsook him and I turned to idolatry. Rashi says, Motzinu, we find Parnasim Nikraim b'mikra b'loshon karamim. He may very well mean leaders, or those who sustain the Jewish people, are called kramim, vineyards. The vineyard sustains in his life. Shenema, when Asati lo et krameho v'shom Hoshea says, out there in the exile, I will send you leaders there too. Umitargimina, and the Targum says, v'amani lo yat parnasah, I will appoint for them those who will indeed lead them. So Targum Yonatan ben Uziel is saying, Kramim represents forsaking not only my own God, but those who lead me. And we accepted upon ourselves other leaders. V'chein lo yifne derech kramim. Don't turn to others. And this is what happened. She says, and remember, she's looking back. And she's looking back and she wants to renew that relationship with God from previous years, the way it was when we were together under the Anane HaKavod. So she says, I'm black, but I am beautiful. I want to go another few psukim, and then I'm going to show you a number of fascinating things. Next page. Hagidol isha ahava nafshi, tell me the one whom my soul loves. Where do you graze your sheep? The Ruach HaKodesh of Shlomo HaMelech, the girl, the beloved, the one who longs and yearns for her lover, he switches to another metaphor now. The metaphor now is sheep and shepherd. Up until now, it was lover and beloved. The girl, whom we're going to see later in this chapter, is from Ein Gedi, and in the Shlomo, king in Yerushalayim, or God, and the Jewish people, the metaphor now switches to sheep. We're God's shepsalach, and He is our shepherd. Mizmor le David, Hashem ro'i lo echsa, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. Bin oz deshe yarbitzeni, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You'll see why I said the next part of the pasuk. Because here now, moving to that metaphor, Hagidoli Shavonashi, tell me the one whom my soul loves. Echotire, where are you going to graze your sheep? Echotarbitz batzoharayim, where are you going to have the sheep lie down in the middle of the afternoon? Shalomo eheyeke otya, why shall I be like a mourner? Al edrecha veirecha, by the flocks of your friend. I'll give you the general idea how Rashi explains the pasuk. The afternoon is the most difficult time for sheep. The hot sun burning down on them. The allegory over here is, what's going to happen with your shepsalach when they're going to be spread out all over the world in an exile where they're persecuted? They suffer terribly. They are surrounded by enemies. What's going to be through that whole period of time? Who knows how long it's going to last? How are you going to have them grazed? How are you going to keep the sheep alive? Where are they going to lie down in during the heat of terrible suffering and persecution? Why should it turn out that we are like mourners, and there are all the other flocks of Chavirecho, the other nations of the world? Everybody melept or melacht, and they grow, and just one little group of shepsalach in the whole world, the ones that suffer terribly. Let's read the Rashi. Achshav, Ruach HaKodesh Chozer Umadrame Otar, Ruach HaKodesh changes now and compares her Litzon HaChaviva Al Haroa to sheep that are beloved by the shepherd. Omeret Knesset Yisrael Lefanav, the Jewish community says before him, Ki Isha Labalo, like a husband, a wife to her husband. How are you going to have your sheep graze amongst the wolves? Halolo, these wolves, in whose midst they find themselves. Where are you going to have them lie down in the afternoon? In this terrible exile. Shehi eis tzora lehem, it's a time of terrible sorrow for them. Katzoharayim shehu eis tzora letzon, just like the afternoon as the sun beats down on them. It's a time of pain and suffering for the sheep. Shalomo eh yekaotya. Vim tomar. And if you're going to say, ma ich batlach, what difference does it make? What difference does it make how the sheep are going to be taken care of? So she says to him, Ein ze kvodecha, this is not your honor or glory. She'eyeka vela otal safa. It is not your glory that I should be like a mourner. In ancient times, there was a custom that mourners would cover their face, would cover most of the face, just the eyes. That was a symbol of mourning. It's not quote Shamayim, it's not for the honor and glory of heaven when the Jewish people suffer. Bochia al tzoni, why should I be crying about my sheep? Al edrei chaveirecho, eitzel edrei shaharoim, by the flocks of the other shepherds. Shehim roim tzon kimotcha. Hashem ro'i. Oh, but wait a minute. They have their deities, their gods, their leaders, their shepherds. Kloma, what's going to happen to us, Bein Gedudei Ha'umot, between the legions of nations of the world, Hasmuchim Al Elohim Acherim, Oh, they depend on foreign and strange gods. V'yeshtai malachim, they have kings, and they have Sodom, and they have officers, manhigim otam, who are leading them. It's not a chilul Hashem if your shepstalach are going to suffer while the other shepherds seem to be doing a very, very good job with their sheep. The response. Pasuk Chet is the response. You asked me, where are they going to graze? Where are they going to lie down during the heat of the afternoon? Im lo tedi lach hayafa ben Hashem, you beautiful of women, if you don't know, tzi'i lach be'ikvei hatzon. Go out and follow the footsteps of the sheep. Ure'id gidiyotayach. Then you will be able to graze your goats al mishkenot haroim, by the dwelling places of the shepherds. What does it mean? Rashi. Im lo tedilach, if you don't know, zuhi tshuvat haroeh, this is the response of the shepherd. God is the shepherd. Im lo tedilach leheichan telchi lirot et zonech, if you don't know where to go in order to graze your sheep, at you, hayafa ben Hashem. God describes the Jewish people as of the most beautiful of women. Shechodal haroim ilhanigotam. You are one that the shepherd has stopped leading you, and you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You're at wit's ends. What are you going to do? Tzilach b'ikvei hatzon. Go out and follow the footsteps of the sheep. Histakli b'psios derech shaholchu hatzon v'ha'akevim nikarim. Look back. Where the sheep move, they leave footsteps, traces. Follow the steps back. Go out b'ikvei hatzon. There you have Rashi gives the French, which loosely can be read as traces, the footsteps. V'chein harbe b'mikra, Rashi brings a number of other places where akev comes from. Ikvotecha comes from the word akev, which means the sole of one's feet. The traces, the footsteps. Go look back. Go look back at where the footsteps lead. And then Rashi brings it. We find this in Pasuk V'kvotecha lo nodo. Your footsteps were not known. Nechmesu akevayich. V'hu yagud akev. Yoshuv al akevav. This is, you know what? Trace your step back. V'oto aderech lechi. That's the way you should go back. You know what he's telling her? Look back at Jewish history. Look back. If you're only going to look at the present or attempt to look at the future, Klal Yisrael will not have a future. The future of the Jewish people is totally rooted in the past. Those who say that the past bores us are making a tragic, tragic mistake. Those who rewrite the past are making an even more tragic mistake. Look back. You agree with Shlomo, that's fine. That's good. I'm sorry. Uri'iyat gidiyotayach al mishkenot haroim. So he's saying, go back. Look back. Trace back your steps. Take a look at where you have come from, and then you're going to know where to go. Uri'iyat gidiyotayach, and then you will be able to graze your goats al mishkenot haroim, by the dwelling places of the shepherds. Al mishkenot haroim means bein mishkenot shar haroim ashat etzlam. You will be able to move between the dwelling places of the other shepherds. You will be a proud Jew, you will be a strong Jew, you will not be affected or influenced by all the other shepherds and all the other flocks. The Zehad Dugma. Now Rashi is going to spell it out for you. We've been talking about sheep and a shepherd, where they should graze, where they should lie down. Go back and see the traces. Where did you come from? The Zehad Dugma. This is the allegory. im lo teidilach knisiyati vadati hayafab b'mashim b'shar ha'umot. If you, knisiyati, my community, vadati, my congregation, you who are the most beautiful of women from amongst the nations, Eichotiri, how are you going to graze the tinotzli miyad hametzikim lach, and you are going to be saved from those who oppress you, and you should be able to remain lihiyod b'neihem, to remain amongst them, v'lo yovdu b'nayich, that you shouldn't lose your children. If you want to know how to make sure you're not going to lose your children, hidbonini b'darkei avotayich harishonim, look back at the ways of your early fathers, shekiblu torati, who accepted my Torah, v'shomru mishmarti, and kept the mishmeret, u'mitzvotai, and my commandments, u'lechi b'darcheim. You have to look back. You have to see how they conducted themselves. You have to see what their lives were like. V'yaf b'schar zot, and in the reward for looking back and learning the lessons of the past, tid'i gidiyotayich, Eitzel Sorei Ha'umos, you will be able to graze your, well, maybe the good word is kids. You'll be able to raise your kids by the all the other nations of the world, and they will emerge as learned and proud Jews. V'chein Omar Yirmiyahu, and so Yirmiyahu said, Hatzivu lach tzionim. Shiti libeich lamesila. Yirmiyahu says, as Jews are about to go out into exile, he says, Hatzivi lach tziyunim, make markers. Simi tamrurim. Medrash says over there that on their way out into exile, they planted palm trees. On their way out, in chains, dropped seeds, you know, Johnny Appleseed. And that 70 years later, when they had to come back, all they had to do was retrace their steps. So Yirmiyahu is telling them, Hatzivi lach tziyunim, make markers. Shiti li beich lamesila, pay attention to the road. Don't we always do that? When you drive someplace you never drove before, so the way there is always longer than the way back. Not in fact, but how you feel about it. Do I turn here? Do I turn there? Do I stop here? Do I stop there? And then you watch for all of the markers. We pass this, we pass that. The way back already is much easier. It says, Shiti libech lamesila. So here, Ruach HaKodesh, the Rebbe Shem is saying, you don't know how you're going to survive? You're going to have to look back. You're going to have to look back to the past. The next psukim until the end of the perek are a description of God, in fact, taking the Jewish people out of Egypt. You know what? No. We'll save it. It's all one unit. These sheets over here. You should have on your first sheet, it should say page 12. Down toward the middle of page 12, you'll see Shchora Ani V'Na'ava. I want to give you a taste of how our rabbis explained Shchora Ani V'Na'ava. You will also understand what Rashi said in his introduction, that there are so many different approaches, there are so many different ways to look at the pasuk. All of them express profound truths. But Rashi, in his choice of which to quote, which not to quote, he wants to go on a path that is going to take him through all of Shir HaShirim from beginning to end with one approach. But let's see some of the others. They're beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful. Shchora Ani V'Na'ava. And this one was quoted by Rashi. This one Rashi used. My deeds are black, but there is beauty in me because of the deeds of my fathers. I may not be that good, but there's chus of us. We had bubbas and zaydas and tatas and mamas who are great. The next, Shchoran Ivanov, it's underlined over there. Amra Knesset Yisrael, this is an extremely important explanation of our rabbis. Shchorani b'fnei atzmi, v'nova b'fnei koni. I'm dark, I'm black to myself, but I am beautiful before my God. You know what Chazal are saying over here? Chazal are saying over here that sometimes we don't realize the extent of our own potential. Sometimes we feel as though we've done the wrong thing. We will never again be able to reach the point at which we were. We see ourselves wallowing in a sense of guilt. Shchora ani b'fnei atzmi, to myself I am black. V'nova b'fnei koni, but I am beautiful before the God who made me. Dichtiv, on to the next page. Halo kivnei kushiyim atem li b'nei Yisrael. It's a pasuk in Amos. It's the beginning of a haftorah. And look how our rabbis read this pasuk. The pasuk is saying, and there's so many explanations in this pasuk, you are like the sons of the Kushim unto me, b'nei Yisrael. The Kushim are those who are dark. So you know how the rabbis learned this pasuk? Halo kivnei kushim atem. To yourselves you are kivnei kushim. Li, to me, you're not kushim. You're bnei Yisrael. In other words, our rabbis are learning it as though there's a comma after kivnei kushim atem, comma. You may look at yourselves like dark, black, bad, but not to me. To me, you always are bnei Yisrael. Kibnei kushim atem b'fneichem, like you are like dark ones before yourselves. Avali atem bnei Yisrael li'ol Hashem, but to me, oh no, I look at you in a completely different light. To me, I see you as bnei Yisrael. Sometimes the difficulties that people can have are by virtue of the fact that the proverbial Jewish guilty conscience can have one of two effects. Sometimes a guilty conscience can spur a person on to great accomplishment, and sometimes the guilty conscience can destroy any ability of a human being to even feel that they're capable of turning things around. The Rebbe Shem says, now you may consider yourself so distant and so far from me, but I'm telling you, to me, you are always bnei Yisrael. So here, Chazal are saying, Shchora ani, that to myself, I am black, but before God, I am beautiful. Watch, let's go through another statement of the rabbis. Shchora ani v'nova, Shchora ani b'mitzrayim. And each one of those that's going to be said here is going to be showing two sides of the Jewish people. They're black and they're white. They're good and they're bad. Shchorani b'mitzrayim, I'm dark in Mitzrayim, shedema, v'yamru bi. Yecheskel says they rebelled against me in Egypt. V'novani b'mitzrayim, there was also beauty, my beauty in Mitzrayim. Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, the blood of the Korban Pesach and the blood of circumcision. Shchorani b'yam, I was black at the Red Sea, shedema, v'yamru al yam, a pasuk in Tehillim. There were those who rebelled against God at the Yam Suf. But v'novani b'yam, I am beautiful at the sea, because at the sea we said, ze keli van veyu, this is my God, and I will make him beautiful. Shchorani b'mora, at Mora, when they came to Mora, this is where they came after the Yam Suf, and there was no water, and then they came to water, and the water was bitter. So there was darkness in Mora. Shenama v'yilonu ha'am, the people complained. Oh, but v'novani b'mora, there was also beauty at Mora. Shenema, v'yoreu Hashem eitz v'yashlech l'amayim, God taught Moshe that there's a certain kind of piece of wood that you can use and put it into the water, and the water will become sweet. Shchorani b'refidim, Rephidim was the next stop. They called the name of the place contention and argument. They argued with God. They complained. And then, but also, the last pasuk in Parshat B'Shalach, there in Rephidim, Moshe Rabbeinu built an altar and called the altar Hashem Nisi, God is my miracle. Shchorani b'chorev, I was black at Chorev. Chorev was the mountain of God. Shenema, Yasu Egel b'chorev, they made the Egel in Chorev. But v'novani b'chorev, by the way, this Rashi also quotes, in Chorev there was beauty of the Jewish people. Shenema, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa V'Nishma, whatever God said we will do and we will listen. So there are two sides to the coin. There's the darkness, there's the blackness, there's sin, and then on the other side there's so much beauty by Klal Yisrael. And you have to be able to see the beauty. That's exactly what David HaMelech said, Ure'ei B'tuv Yerushalayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. There are people who can only see the dark side of the Jewish people. And one of the people whom we mentioned earlier falls precisely into that category. Sees the dark side of the Jewish people, but does not see the beauty of Klal Yisrael. And that's tragic, because it means it's a completely and totally unbalanced picture of Klal Yisrael. And what Shlomo HaMelech is saying over here is, the first thing is, we have to have a balanced picture of ourselves. We have to be able to see, yes, there are faults, but we're beautiful. Because if we don't realize that we are beautiful, that there's a great deal of beauty to Klal Yisrael, and that there's awesome potential for even greater beauty, we're finished. And by the way, any civilization that saw themselves as Shchora disappeared. Only a people who can at one and the same time see that yes, there are problems and we have to do something about them, and we can do something about them, will survive. Because those who see themselves as black and dark and ugly despair. And despair leads to disappearance. But if you know that not only am I Shura, but I'm Nava, you never despair. And if you never despair, you keep marching, maybe limping through history, but you're going to make it to the end. Let's go a little further in that beautiful, beautiful medrash. Shchorani b'midbar, in the desert, I was dark, sinful. Shenela kama yamra'u b'midbar, how much they rebelled against him in the desert. V'no'avani b'midbar, but there was also great beauty in the desert. Ba'akomas ha'mishkan, we built a dwelling place for God. That's awesome beauty. Shchorani b'miraglim, I was black with the miraglim. Ay, v'no'avani, but there is beauty in Yehoshua and Kalev. It wasn't all black. There were two people who ultimately were going to lead the Jewish people into Eretz Israel. Shchorani b'shitim, this is going to come at the end of Parshas Balak. In Shitim it says that Israel sinned with the Midianite women. Vayeshev Yisrael b'shitim, vayochel ha'am's liznos, and the people began to sin with the women of Midian. V'novani b'shitim, there was great beauty there. Because Pinchas arose from the community and he was the one who struck down Cosby and Zimri. You have to have a balanced picture. You have to be able to look at yourself. By the way, it's also important to be able to see Shchora. You have to be able to see that you have faults. If you're going to look only at the Nova and you're not going to see the Shchora, it's also going to be an unbalanced picture. It's only when one sees the two, then one can realize the potential of the Jewish people. And the same theme is going to follow through. Shchorani ba'ochon. Ochon was the one who took from the Yericho, and he should not have taken. I was black with Ochon, and then. But Yehoshua is the one who brought Ochon to justice. You're going to go on and on. Now, you know what? You know, aside from the fact that this is explaining to us the Shchora and Yonova, I want to show you what Rashi did. There must be 10, 12, 15 different Shchora and Yonova. Rashi could have chosen any one of them. Any two, any five. You know what Rashi chose? He chose that Shchor Ani with the Maisa HaEgel, the golden calf, the Noav Ani, the Kabbalah Satorah, that I accepted Torah. You know why? Because Rashi is going to move through Jewish history from Yetzias Mitzchayim, and it's all going to follow like a fine thread. He will ultimately get to Bayit Sheni, to the return of Jews to Eretz Yisrael. Bayit Sheni, it's going to be a story of Jewish history, and this story of Jewish history is going to be the story of a relationship between God and the Jewish people, that greater intensity, lesser intensity, periods of darkness, periods of light, periods of being close, periods of being distant. But since he sees it as all one story going through history, then of course, what is the first thing that comes after Yitzhak Mitzchayim? Shorani with Masa Hegel, the golden calf, and Kabbalah Satorah. So therefore, he has it within the context and the time frame that is going to lead Rashi going from one pasuk to the next, so that it's going to be one straight thread throughout. But all of the other statements of the rabbis all add up to basically the same thing, but Rashi is not going to quote them. And as I say, I understand it as being a healthy balance. If we think we're all black, with no potential for good, we're not seeing the truth of ourselves. If we see ourselves as beautiful, but don't recognize that which has to be corrected, we are not being truthful with ourselves. We need the balance of Shchora Nivanova. Down at the bottom of the page. The next to last Shchora. Oh, is this beautiful? Shchora ani v'nova, shchora ani kol yemos hashavua, v'nova ani b'shabbos. Ay, the chazay shein. I may be black and fayukt and vey, oizge mitchet and oizge veikt a whole week, but I'm beautiful, Shabbos. A whole new Jew on Shabbos. Shchora ani b'olam azeh, I am black in this world, but nova ani l'olam abar, I am beautiful in the world to come. And then I don't know why this one impresses me most. Shchora ani kol yemos hashana, I may be black all year. Nova ani b'yom kippurim. I am kippur, the Jew is like a malach Hashem tzvakot. From that kol nidre until ne'ila, you understand, that's the beauty, the absolute beauty of Klal Yisrael. Shchor ani v'nova. B'nos Yerushalayim. Rabbanan Omri, the very last line over there that's underlined. B'nos Yerushalayim. How did Rashi explain B'nos Yerushalayim? Rashi explained B'nos Yerushalayim on the nations of the world, and they are called Banot to Yerushalayim, adjuncts associated with Yerushalayim, because in time to come, all nations of the world are going to be associated with Yerushalayim. They want to be associated a little bit too fast. They're just going to have to wait. That will come. Rabbanan Amri, our rabbis had a different way of looking at Al Tikri Benot Yerushalayim, Ela Bonot Yerushalayim, those who build Yerushalayim. Back of that page. Who are the builders of Yerushalayim? Zu Sanhedri Gedola, this is the Sanhedrin. Sheyoshvin umevinin otah b'chol she'elah umishpat. They build Yerushalayim by answering the questions of the Jewish people. Now we're going to come to the statement of the rabbis that Rashi incorporated into his perush. Benot Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mahu benot Yerushalayim? What are the daughters of Yerushalayim? Atida Yerushalayim lehei asot metropolin lechol hamedinot. Yerushalayim is going to be a metropolis. Metropolin is a Greek word from which metropolis comes from. Yerushalayim is going to be a metropolis for all the states." Ulahamshich kanor eileh kavodo, the quota, the honor and glory of Yerushalayim is going to flow toward her from all parts of the world. Kamoshenema, and then how does he see it in the word benot? As it says in Yeshua, Ashdod, the city of Ashdod, had villages around it. They were called benoteha, the daughters of Ashdod. Azah uvenoteha. Gaza and the cities around it. Banot means the satellite cities. Next statement of the rabbis, Ka'alei Kedar, the tents of the of Kedar. This is different than what Rashi said. And I want to show you a different approach. Rashi had said the tents of Kedar, those are the Bedouin tents that become black because they're outdoors all the time. And even though they're black, but they can be washed and turned into Yiriyot Shlomo, the curtains of Shlomo. Ka'ole Kedar, Chazal say, Ma'ole Kedar, the tents of Kedar, Afabisha nidin mi bechutz, ku'urim u'shchorim u'smartutin. Even though from the outside, they look ugly and black and like shmatas. Vehemi bifnim, but you know what's inside? Inside there's beauty. Avonim tovim. Can't judge a book by its cover. They may look eyes geveiked and dark in this world. Avul bifnim yeshvem Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, Midrashas, Vahalachas, Talmud, Toseftas, Vahagados. The inside. Al tistakel bakankan elevamashi yeshbo. Don't look at the barrel, but look what is inside of it. And by the way, this is an experience that I think we have had it very often in life. You meet people, and at first they make we try to judge very swiftly and instantly. We try to judge people instantly, and then, you know, one may be fortunate enough to get to know this person whom we sort of, you know, didn't think was terribly great, and then you begin to find out what beauty and what intelligence and what feelings. You know, I've always had this experience, you know, I can now look back at my years in the rabbinate. So there were guys who would drive me crazy, you know. Every chav has to have a few fellas who make life difficult for him. And then you find out, you understand, that this fella has his mother-in-law been living with him for 25 years, and he has treated her with such great respect and has done whatever she needs. And all of a sudden you take a look, this is a different person. This is not the person I thought he is. There are people who have all sorts of beautiful things about them, but you don't see it. First look, you don't see it. That's what Chazal are saying here. You take a look at the tents of Kedar. Do you know what's inside the tents of Kedar? They may look ugly on the outside, like shmatas. Oh boy, but who knows what is there on the inside. Beautiful Maimon Chazal. Now, Chazal are going to take a switch. The switch is, and the switch already began in this statement of the rabbis. The way Rashi had explained it, Olei Kedar is bad, and Yiriyot Shlomo is good. Right? We may be black like the tents of Kedar, but we can scrub ourselves up, you know, a little Javex, Clorox, whatever, and we're going to be Yiriyot Shlomo. Now Chazal are saying, even the Ohalei Kedar have beauty in them. You just don't see it. And that's That's what goes on in the next Ka'ale Kedar. Ma'a Ole Kedar Ein Aleim Ol Kol Beria. He says, you know, the tents of Kedar, there's something about the life of the Bedouin, the nomad. The life of the Bedouin, in a sense, is somebody who has no yoke, nobody over them, a freie Vogel, free like a bird. I want to move from one place to the next. I move from one place to the next. Kach Yisrael li'osid lavo ein aleihem ol kol bidya. So too Jews in time to come will be free of all yoke of flesh and blood. A sense of freedom that we most probably very rarely experienced in our lives. We are so totally dependent. By the way, most of the world is dependent on most of the rest of the world. Sometimes I have a feeling that we make ourselves even more dependent than we should be on the rest of the world. We should be able to demonstrate and exercise a certain degree of more independence. But all a Kedah represents, you know, it's like, you ever went on a camping trip? You decide to stop here overnight? Stop here, pitch your tent. You want to pick up the next day, go someplace else? There's a certain sense of great, great freedom. The Ahli Kedah represents what the in one aspect of Jewish life in time to come. Ahli Kedah, here's a beautiful Maimon Chazal. Omar Rav Yudin said, Moshe le Yosef, Ma Yosef nimko la Ahli Kedah. Watch, this is going to get so much better. Yosef was sold to the tents of Kedar. The Yishmaelim are the ones who purchased him. The Yishmaelim. You know what the end was? He bought them all up. He bought them all up. The end is, he purchases all of Mitzrayim and the rest of the world. That's classic poetic justice. The slave, you understand? The slave who turns around and owns the owner. And I've seen occasionally stories like that, you know, some fellow who worked in the shipping department of some big company, and they threw him out on his head. And he never forgot. He became a multi-billionaire, and he bought the whole place and threw the boss out. Understand? Ole Kedar, here he is. Well, I certainly like, I have to say, Genel, but I certainly love this. This is some great lesson. I don't know what we're going to do with this Arkady Gaidamek. You know that there are different periods in my life where I read the Haaretz, and one of the things that most disturbed me in 25 years that I was in Eretz Yisrael, there was a time that every few months, together with the Haaretz, came a professional, slick, beautiful magazine, Tiv Tam. It's the catalog. At first I didn't know what it is, and I start reading, and I see crab, and swordfish, and chaza, and then a map of about 40, 50 different outlets in Eretz Yisrael. I got sick. It's an outlet that sells treifus. Shomu Shemayim, and I thought to myself, Rebbeinu d'Alma Kula, this is what we came back to Eretz Yisrael for. There should be treifus over there. So how many times did the members of Knesset from the religious parties try to pass legislation? It never worked. Gaidamek comes along and buys them all out. I think that's the way to take over the country. The way to take over the country is buy it out. We get Gaidamek and Levayev and a few other guys, we'll just buy them all out. That was Yosef. That's what I'm saying. Members of Knesset tried to legislate that you can't sell chaza. He's going to turn it into glatt kosher mahadrin. He says by the end of the summer, Pashit, you'll be able to walk into these It's unbelievable. That's the way to take over the world. That's it. With money, we're going to take over the world.
They believe it.
Now, if Chazal now see beauty in the tents of Kedar, that you know the inside is beautiful, or that the tents of Kedar represent a sense of freedom, an ability to move, an ability to do, or Chazal see in Ohalei Kedar everything turned upside down. And the Gemara brings that we will ultimately be the captors. We will be the ones who will capture our captors. We are the ones who are going to rule over those who persecuted us throughout history. So then they also see two ways of looking at Yiriyot Shlomo, the curtains of Shlomo. Ma Yiriyot Shlomo zu mitlachlechet umitkabeset vechozeret umitlachlechet umitkabeset. Kach Yisrael, af al pishe mitlachlechin bavonot kol yamot hashona boyam akipurim umechaper aleim. They see it in just like the curtains of Shlomo. They get dirty and you wash them. You get dirty and you wash them. In other words, you know, there are things that are stronger than dirt, and you're able to cleanse them. So the Jewish people, here again, the idea that we may get dirty all year, but we're going to be cleaned up, scrubbing white, Mr. and Mrs. Clean, by the time Yom Kippur is over. So you see, you understand, there's a wealth of so much material and so many fine and profound thoughts in the words of Chazal. But Rashi is going to make his way through Shir HaShirim, taking us step by step, and we're going to choose a few of those stations or stops in history. Some of the most fascinating will be the period of Bet HaMikdash, Golus Bavel, and the return from Golus Bavel, because that's going to be a model, I would say a model for our time. But in Mirz Hashem, Od Chazon Lamaweid, will continue in Mirz Hashem next week.